Sunday night, and the day the tour away. Show my wife's part.
I know you're very great. Then he says, abroad, we just saw an aisle. He went to get an aisle. And then, the pasuk carries on. Vayikra Malach Hashem on a Rom Shein Yisra Shemayim. Second time. And he said, Yan, Ram and Bean is Martin Rom Hashem, Ki Yan, 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 Why did he not say this the first time? You heard from the same place I heard.
What happened to the
Hebrew? That's the question everybody said. Right. Let's get back. Think about it. Right, everybody, so make a quick summary of what we learned last time. Last time. Sure about them. Right, what would you do? Last time we spoke about Yom Bay, what's going on? Oh, eating with other people. Very simple. Halacha we spoke about last time. If you're eating with other people, we're talking about foods to do with Bohen and Fosh and Shabbos. All food items with Bohen and Fosh and Shabbos. We said normally someone has chips, schnitzel, apple, orange, a drink, cup of coffee, and he goes out of the building, goes to shops to buy something from the shop, comes back home, he's lost his brother. But we said last time, that if you're eating with a group of people, actually only one person, if you're eating with someone else, and they're expecting you to come back to finish off your meal with them, then they hold the bracha for you, even though it's brewing of hoshes. Yeah? So someone's eating at home, whatever, his wife, he's eating with someone at home, not even a meal, couldn't even have a cup of coffee. You have a cup of coffee with someone, your friend, you invite your friend to have a cup of coffee together, you're schmoozing, and then you say to yourself, friend, I'm sorry, there's something in the car, I've got to go outside and get it. So he said, okay. So you go out to the car to get your whatever you've got in the car. Passage, you've lost your brocha. But now that he's waiting to have his cup of coffee, that brocha is held. You've not lost your brocha. That's a kiddush. So we set a few conditions. One is that is he is still eating. He's still drinking. That means once he makes his brocha achroida and it's finished, then it doesn't happen anymore.
Finish his coffee.
We still have normal. I think that's still called okay. And also, it must be, of course, sitting together. Someone goes to a restaurant, let's say, when he's having a meal, he's eating fish and chips in the restaurant. And the person next to him also having fish and chips, whatever. But they're not really together. They happen to be just there. That's not good enough. That doesn't hold the brocha for you. It has to be you're eating as a group, you're eating together. Then the brocha is held for you. Otherwise, the brocha is not held. And we said, even if the person stayed behind, only a six-year-old child, from a six-year-old, once that really is enough of a person to be held, that he can hold the bracha for you, that's good enough. Okay? I think that's more or less what we said last time. Thing is, if when you come back, no one's there, you've got to make a new bracha. That's what the thing is. When you come back to have the rest of your meal, let's say, and no one's there, let's say you're having supper with a family, and you had to go out for... It's happened before in the mosque, someone calls you across the road, and the light bulb's broken, can you fix a new light bulb on? So you go, you're hoping that when you come back, the family will be waiting for you. And as you come back, they're all gone. There's no one there.
So why can't we ask a gentleman
to name the light bulb for you? Of course you do a better job than this man. You do a better job. So if I say you come back, they're all finished eating, they're all packed up. In that case, then you've lost your brocha, and now if you want to carry on eating, you have to make a new brocha on all the bits that you start with. Or doma, shahako, or anything which is a burden. Of course, you have to make a new brocha.
If your partner had disappeared.
What?
If your partner you're drinking with had disappeared. Gone upstairs or somewhere. But they
hadn't
bench yet, but I think.
So they come down,
the Chorin.
Down
again, it's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Then the path
will
be a Gentile.
Oh, that's a question. No, pass the spot. Pass the spot, good question. It has to be a Yiddish person. Right. It has to be a Yid, Moshe. Okay. Moshe. Right, let's move on now today. Now, that was always buried in a fossil shop. What?
When he comes back, can he still make
Brocha Achron? Yeah, so that's an important point. The Brocha Achron is not lost, yeah? You can make a Brocha Achron on Burin Nefoshes back in the original place, as we got today, or in the middle of the street. A Burin Nefoshes can be made anywhere, really. It's always ideal, normally, to make a Brocha Achron where you are, before you go out. But I'm saying, in this case, you expect to go out for a short time and come back, and you're not hoping. But I'm saying, generally speaking, a Brocha Achron should be said more or less straight away. That's generally the best idea to do it. But in this case over here, you don't lose your Brocha Achron. So your Brocha Achron can be said. Right, now, let's talk about other food items besides growing the foshes. Let's talk about, for example, a bread item. Let's start with bread, that's the simplest one. Now, this is clear, this is a clear halacha, no one's chiluk on this actually. If someone's in the middle of a bread meal, and he goes outside, in fact he goes down the road, or he goes to Mincha, when he comes back, his brach is not lost. What's the difference? Why is it different with bread? So the answer is that bread is universally agreed to by all the poskim, is that Birchas Hamazon must be said where you ate your bread. Therefore, if I eat my bread in this room here, and I go out, Chazal are telling me I've got to come back here, because I've got to make a Birchas Hamazon. So I am tied to this place. Because of that, the Mefarshim say that you do not lose your bracha when you go out. Because since you're tied to come back here to say a bracha achrona, therefore, this place is still your place of residence. Masha Enke, when I have a cup of coffee or anything which is brewing in the Foster's rubbish, if I make a, have a cup of coffee here, drink it, and then I forget myself, I go out in the street, halachically, I can make a brewing in the Foster's in the street. I do not have to come back here to make my after bracha. Since I don't have to come back, I'm not ochre to come back, I'm not tied over here. That is the difference. So pas, this is a lot in Shulchan Aruch Pesach Ches, Siv Zayin. Mechaba says, Siv Hei, sorry. When Mechaba finishes off, Ramos finishes off, Yesh Omrim Dafka Pas. That means everyone agrees, we'll see what other shit is. But bread, everyone agrees to, that if you eat bread and you go out, you've not lost your bracha. Can anyone tell me when it will not apply with bread?
For washing? What about
No, you washed. When will this heter not work?
If you have in mind to finish it somewhere else.
That's another thing. I can come to that in a minute. Besides that, when will this not help? How can it be that I eat bread here, I go out of the house and I've lost my bracha? No, Moshi.
I waited too long?
Nope. Come on, it's very simple. What have I done that does not hold the bracha back for me? Sorry, it's an easy question.
I washed at home.
Bread. I had some bread at home. I walked outside. Come on, Moshi. What happened to you, Moshi, today?
I'm waiting.
Come on, Moshi. Very simple question, Moshi. I had some bread here. And I washed. I made a moitzi. And then I went outside. And I've still lost my broth going to everyone.
You said you finished the meal. Yeah.
Okay, why not? No, I didn't say anything.
For supper?
No, Moshi. Come on, Moshi.
There's nobody at home left there.
So you better. No one at home. I had bread. You have to think, what's the logic? Why am I tied by coming back here?
You ate on the other place.
No, I can still be still tied here. I think I'm not sleeping here. That's what I think. No. Come on, Moshi. Again, how can it be that I have bread over here? You're going to tell me, I didn't mean that case. I have bread over here. I eat bread. And I go out, and my broch is lost. That's what he said. I'm not sure. You have no decision. Didn't think anything about eating more bread.
What about
the carbon? That's come on.
You've lost the broth.
No. I think everyone went to bed too late last night, I think.
You wash his hands
It's awesome. I didn't do anything. You didn't wash your hands. You intend to come back. You've not decided to stop eating bread, but you've lost your right. No, she, I'm surprised.
Falls asleep.
No, that's the next year. That's what I want. The answer is, my friend, very simple. Why am I tied to come back here? What? Because of what?
The bench.
No.
Her bench elsewhere.
No.
Her bench elsewhere.
Bench in
the
room.
He's got it. If someone has less than Gazias of bread, he's got no heel to come and bench here.
Yeah,
but when he goes out, he has. But when he goes out, it's like blowing the foshes. He wants to come back and eat some more bread. You hear, Moshi?
He had less than Gazias
of bread. He sat down, he made a moitzi, And he had a Leicester Kazayas of Reds, and his wife says, go to the car and get some drinks from the car, do me a favour. Goes out, oh no, if his wife's there, that will help because other people eating with you. Let's say he's eating by himself, and he has some bread. He says, you know, I need some ketchup on this bread. I can't have bread by itself. So he goes to the shop, Moshe, gets some ketchup. He comes back, he's lost his ability. Because he didn't have a kazayas. The whole lomdus over here is that when you have a kazayas, when you have a sheer of bread that you have to make a brocha achroina for, you are tied to this place, you've got to come back here. If I didn't have the sheer, I'm not tied to come back. So then, the whole thing falls out the window. The only heter is you've got other heter, like you said, you've got other heter, like other people eating with you, you might have a heter. Yeah, but other than that, you're going to have a problem. You hear Moshe? You should have got this. This one you should have got, Moshe. Right, so that is important. So you had a kazayas to pass, you go out. I'm saying, someone told me once, many years ago, someone told me, he doesn't know what to do on Friday, on Shabbos lunch at home in his house. He says to me, he says, he makes hamotzi. He says, his wife has a bit of bread. Then she smooches with a friend. She says, she's not having a kazayas of bread. And she waits another few minutes later, a bit more, but she's not having a kazayas because they have to eat this pras. You have not had a shear of a kazayas of bread within 4 minutes. L'chayr, you've got a problem. You're not yet to your suit's pass. You can't bench on something. There's not enough shear to bench on. And who are then you're going to lose your broch. If you go out in such a case, you'll lose your broch. So that is an important rule to know, that you have to have a kazayas of that. You could talk, but you have to have a kazayas within 4 minutes. Then you've got a kid to make a brocha achreina. Then you're mechoyev to eat over here. You've got to come back here. And they go. By the way, my bread. Everyone's asking this, but my bread is the same thing. Even if I have bread, let's have a kazayas of bread here, and I intend to eat somewhere else bread. The brocha is not lost because the bread is tied back here. It's not lost. You know, I go to a second place. Now I can only bench in the second place if I have some more bread in the second place. Yeah, what?
And kavon.
Yes, best I can. I'm coming with that. Come on. Yeah, okay. I'm saying, if you eat the same thing, that's good. So that is universal. That is with bread. There's no one disputes this.
How much do you need in the second place?
What?
How much bread do you need?
That the proof one says, even a bud. You don't have to have a kazayas. Yeah, you don't have to have a kazayas in the second place. What? Don't run away. Don't run away. Don't hold on. Don't run away. Divide it from my bread. Okay, so bread, if you go out and you had a kazayas, you've not lost your bracha, no problem. Now, the shiny is what happens. Let's talk about cake. What's it called? The chamish shaminim. That's anything which requires ala mechya. Pasta, cake, crackers, anything like that. What's the halacha there? And then, the other question is, what about shiva samuni? Let's say it's gevins, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates.
And apples.
Apples are not shiva samina, Moshi. It's nice from English. Apples are nice, but they're not the shiva samina, not praised from Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the same thing. So there's two questions about over here. We're talking about chamesh samina of wheat, barley, rice, bell, those things over here, anything which requires a mechya. And then we've got a shayla, what happens to shiva samina? Let's say fruits, which are shiva samina, or wine, same thing. Wines are a geffen, all that. So let's say, for example, someone has a cup of Kiddush wine here in the house. He makes Kiddush. He goes outside to go, not to fetch stuff from a car, because that's not very good on Shabbos. Shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos, Moshe. And then you could, if someone's left the chalas in their car, it could be you can get home. I'm saying, but generally he went outside to do something. Has he lost his brocha boy preakov when he's gone out? That's what the question is. So this is a big machlokes. In Shulchan Aruch, it goes like this. Shulchan Aruch starts off like this, and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, Siv Hey. Yesh Oimrim, some say, some say shivas haminim require brocha in their original place, like bread. That means you have to come back. That means if I had grapes over here and I went out, I have to come back. That having to come back makes a leniency that I'm tied to this place. And therefore, I've not lost the brocha. With me?
Yeah.
No. Yeah? You wouldn't wish, okay. Yes, so some say it works with shivas haminim, but yes, some say it only works with wheat or wheat items, barley, all these things, yeah, ala mechya. And then the remark says, yes, oim dafka pas. So pas is universal, there's no one argue about that. The question is, what about the other ones? Now, this is a huge question in the posthume, it's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah just says that we're not sure what's a pas going like over here. Mishnah writes, Mishnah says that by Kosra Achroinim, the Lachatchina Yachme La'atzma Laborim Kroim Rafidu B'Zayim Minim. The best thing to do is, if someone's having grapes, wine, or pomegranates, anything like that, the best is, before you leave, to make a Bracha Achroinim. Not get yourself any problems. That's the best. The mice, if you didn't, but the mice, if you didn't, if you go to the second place, you can't make any bracha on the grapes, because maybe it's covered. So you got yourself into a problem. So grapes and shivas haminim is very problematic. Mine dogon, the Mishnah Brewer brings the gra who was maker like this. It looks like from the Mishnah Brewer that for wheat item, possibly one can be lenient for this. That means if you have a piece of cake here, it's not clear. That means, am I the chatchila allowed to have some cake over here in this room? Go outside.
Go to another kiddush,
and then come back. Eat in the other kiddush. Can I do that? That's a shaila. Yeah, that's a question. It's not clear in this room. Mishnah Brewer brings the gra who says that cake is also included, which is noted. That's what your paskin's like. It's not 100% clear, but it looks very much like that. That Mishnah Brewer's maker with cakes. If someone were to ask me, I would say, Levi, it's better at kiddush to make a bracha achrona first. Because first of all, you know what happens, you speak to people on the way and then you change your mind, it's always better to carry yourself. I'm saying, I can hear people who don't do that, and certainly if someone has cake at home, and then he goes outside, when he comes back in, he can't make any bracha. Because it could be that it's tied over here, it could be because you're tied back. So in that case there, if someone did that, I would say that for you can carry on eating your cake, that's okay. This does not apply to rice, by the way. It's only cake, wheat, barley, rice, which is made ala mechia. It doesn't apply to rice. Okay, that's number one. That is what comes out from this thing. Another interesting shy is also very interesting. Let's say someone goes to kiddush on Shabbos morning. That means he's washed, he's in the middle of his bread meal, and let's say he's had fish and meat and all these things. That's posher. If he goes to a kiddush, one of these fancy kiddushim where they've got fish and meat and kegel there, it's all covered. Even though it's our dom and shakra, but since it's in the bread meal, the pus covers everything, because the mosque is going to cover everything, so it's all included. So therefore, if you go to the kiddush, you're allowed to eat all these food items. Not only that, but let's say you made at home a brocha shakra on your ice cream, and you intend to cover all shakra items, a similar thing will be as well. If you go now to a kiddush, and you're eating shakal items, since your bikkur mazon is going to cover you for that as well, you can eat there in that kiddush as well.
You washed at home.
You started your meal, and you had, let's say, you had up to the ice cream, and you look at it, oh, it's later, I better go to the kiddush. So you made shakal at home, and intending to eat all shakal foods. Now, if you go to the kiddush, even though you're eating shakal foods there, you're eating sweets, I don't know what else, chocolate, I don't know what else to eat, anything which is shakal. Right, fish is more, because fish is really part of the meal. But yeah, anything which is shakal, the mice is all included in that bracha, because I'm Muslim, and therefore you can carry on eating there without a problem at all. You've not lost your bracha.
So on Shabbos, let's say,
yeah,
if the women are at home, they make kiddush, and then they wash, before Shabbos, then they have to say alamichi after that.
Should be alamichi. Better be alamichi. Better first be alamichi. Yeah,
that's
the point. Better with kavona, but the other ones
are not. You can't make
kiddush shalishu. No, understand? Yeah, so that is the kiddush summary. Rabbi said very quickly what we learned tonight is bread is no problem. If a person has a kazayas of bread within kiddush pras, he has the bench in his place. If he goes out, he's not lost it. If he had less than that. So Lechayri, he's got no bits of Muslim, he's not tied with bits of Muslim. But if there are other people eating with him, he's not worse than throwing the fashas with other people eating with him. That's covered. Shiva Saminim, fruits, that's very questionable, very dodgy. It's a solid bracha. You can't make a new bracha, but you shouldn't get yourself in this situation. And a mechia foods could be better, and some people rely on a mechia foods to go out. All right, please.